Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninninem Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Mediganj in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 44 projects worth over 3,884 crore rupees on this occasion. These projects encompass developments in road infrastructure, electricity, education and tourism, aiming to enhance the region's overall growth. President Draupadi Murmu was conferred with the Doctorate Honoris Causa degree by the Konstantin the Philosopher University in Slovakia. The university awarded President Murmu the honorary degree in recognition for her distinguished career in public service and governance, advocacy for social justice and inclusion, contributions towards education, women's empowerment and preservation, and promotion of cultural and linguistic diversity. In her address, the president thanked the university for this recognition. President Murmu emphasized the transformative power of education, reflecting on her journey from teacher to the highest office.
This is an honor that is being bestowed upon a country and civilization that has been a beacon of peace and learning since time immemorial. Receiving this degree from an institution named after the philosopher Saint Constantine Cyril is especially meaningful. His contributions to language, education and philosophy continue to inspire.
The honorary title is awarded to individuals who have made substantial contributions to education, science, culture and global understanding. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that personal details that are subject to disclosure under various laws will continue to be disclosed under the RTI Act after the implementation of the new data protection rule. Replying to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on a social media platform, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "This amendment will not restrict the disclosure of personal information, rather it aims to strengthen the privacy rights of the individuals and prevent the potential misuse of the law." The Chumukedema District Planning and Development Board DPDB meeting emphasized the need for preparedness ahead of the monsoon season. The meeting was held yesterday at the DC's office, Chumukedema, under the chairmanship of advisor and DPDB chairman Jalio Rio. During the meeting, the chairman instructed concerned departments to be ready to handle monsoon-related emergencies in the district. He also urged the Department of Agriculture to distribute quality saplings and seedlings to farmers and to create awareness in villages about various government schemes. Advisor for Industries and Commerce, Hekani Jakhalu, highlighted the importance of proper planning in the execution of developmental activities. The board also discussed various agendas and resolved to forward them to the government for approval. The winners of the XR Creator Hackathon have been declared yesterday. A total of 5 teams were declared as winners, which represent a mix of students, professionals and entrepreneurs from different cities and institutions, a report from our correspondent.
The hackathon was a part of Creating India Challenge Season 1, launched as part of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit WAVES, organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in collaboration with WAVE Labs. The hackathon aimed at accelerating India's presence in immersive technology in 5 thematic categories. The first WAVES, a milestone event for the media and entertainment sector, will be hosted by the Government of India in Mumbai from next month. Asunyo, Akashvani News. Kohima.
A massive fire broke out near Seminyu town yesterday afternoon, damaging several plantations and farmland. However, no casualties were reported. It was reported that the forest fire was successfully brought under control before it could reach the vicinity of the town. Volunteers from Seminyu village, Tizisunyu, and local youth played a crucial role in dousing the fire, which could have destroyed the entire town if not contained on time. It was informed that the fire and emergency services station in Seminyu is nearing completion. However, it has yet to be fully operational for public service. In this regard, the Rengma Selo Z, on behalf of the citizens of Seminyu, has appealed to the government and the Department of Fire and Emergency Services to expedite the establishment of the office for the safety, environmental protection and well-being of the people and their property. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.